179 teachers survived their first school year with extra support. That's thanks to a new South Dakota program that connects first-time educators with veteran teachers. They pair up for 2 years to increase support and professional development. SDPB's Keely Boltina introduces you to educators who can now look back on their first year in the classroom and plan ahead for a second year of mentoring.
At the start of the school year, a peer middle school career and technical educator was brand new. His name is Justin Tostenson.
T-O-S-T-E-N-S-O-N.
That's why we call him Mr. T.
Mr. T's mentor is Renee Allen. All school year, they worked together to provide students meaningful learning experiences. Allen is a special education teacher at Georgia Morse Middle School. She's been teaching for 13 years.
No college or really life experience can prepare you sometimes for having 30 middle schoolers looking at you saying, all right, what are we going to do and how are we going to do this in an organized way?
Allen and Tostenson are part of a 2-year mentoring program. The pair commits to 34 hours each year to improve teaching techniques and provide professional guidance. Allen says new teachers encounter a learning curve. She says Tostenson was no exception.
I think my favorite one is like the classroom disaster, like they get up all the time. He does activities, a lot of activities being a career and technical, and that's what it should be. It should be hands-on.
Allen offers a straightforward solution for her mentees' wandering students.
And so we came with tape, you know, all right, here's station 1, station 2, station 3, station 4, here's tape on the ground. You might be middle schoolers, but you can't cross this tape.
Not just any tape, though.
Oh, this is Mr. T. It was straight. 3M, boring, no fancy duct tape, like I said, masking tape.
My door was decorated.
It was very pretty.
Allen says she researches career and tech ed strategies because her special education work is different. That helps her help Tostenson.
And then there was projects. Like I'd say, hey, do you think this project would fit?
Yes.
With what I'm trying to teach them, and then I'd relay that to her, and then we'd kind of pick a project on some of the starting points.
Tostenson says a second opinion ensures his lessons lead students to understanding key concepts, like engineering in the wood shop.
Yeah, it's the cutting, the measuring, the math, the hammering, all the hand-eye coordination, the soft skills, working with people, waiting for tools, that type of stuff. And then another favorite one, I think, is the aviation. We do model rockets, and then we do model airplanes, and then the kids really love doing paper airplanes.
Tostenson says he knows the content, but he benefits from a longtime teacher who knows how to work with kids. Parker Elementary instructor Tammy Steiner says nothing but teaching teaches a teacher how to teach.
You take all these wonderful classes, but you really, really don't learn how to teach and what you're going to be exposed to until you get into the classroom. And it's not like learning out of a book. And there's no situation that is the same that a college professor can tell you this is what's going to happen. You don't know until you get there.
Steiner got there 32 years ago. She says she hasn't perfected teaching, but she's comfortable guiding students in the classroom. The teacher she mentors is less at ease.
He was frightened. I could tell that he was very frightened about and didn't have a clue about where to go and how to start.
She said I had the deer in the headlights look when I first went into her, which, you know, was absolutely true.
Sam Schrader just completed his first year on the job. He teaches K-12 vocal music in Parker.
There would be days where I would go into her office and just say, goodness gracious, that did not work. What can I do to improve myself? What can I do to get this through to my students that it's not only meaningful, but I care for them?
Schrader says his mentor helps him discern problems that are his own and issues that come with learning to teach. Schrader says he's had more than one revelation during his first year of the mentoring program. He says that includes the notion that he must stand by his word.
I was losing trust with my students, and I think that kind of killed me this year. And so I now know for next year that if I say something, I have to follow through with it.
When we say we're going to do something, then we need to do it. We can't make those empty threats and say, well, you know, like when I grew up, wait till your dad gets home. You know, my mother would always say, we can't do that. We have to follow through with them. And most kids are looking for discipline and guidance. Even though they misbehave and even though they're acting out, they really want that, and they want those guidelines in their life. You know, we're their teachers. We're the ones that need to show them what's the right thing in the world.
Steiner says she believes mentoring provides new teachers safe, reliable resources. She wants them to feel equipped and supported so they commit to molding another generation. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.
Not all first-time teachers match with mentors in the same school. Other pairs use technology and occasional meetings to develop relationships and solve problems. The mentoring program costs the state of South Dakota $1,250,000 each year. It was part of the 2016 initiative that increased the sales tax 0.5 cents for teachers' salaries and property tax relief. South Dakota's Secretary of Education is a champion of the measure. Melody Schopp says teachers benefit from working together.
And what I hear, I think that has just been really, really satisfying for me, is for the mentees to be able to say, you know, this relationship was so different than having just the support of an administrator in my district, and I'm coming back next year. And, you know, honestly, it really was the thing that did save me. But the mentors themselves, I just talked to two of them this morning who said this was the best professional development I've had in a long time. It reminded me of why it's so important, what we do. Secondly, it made me remember about the struggles I had and that I still have. I was able to cry alongside of my mentee that I had not done in a long time. And when we talked about our struggles that are real. So, you know, and together, I think that has been, I said it's one of the best things that's happened to them personally and professionally in a long time. So, you know, I don't think that we'll be able to measure necessarily the hard data for a while, because, you know, how do you know if it was the mentoring thing that kept them in the profession? But I think just to know that they had that support, if it did that for them, we've definitely, you know, made a difference. And I know the retention rate, looking at the numbers right now, is really great for next year.
New teachers begin the mentoring program each year. As current mentor partnerships move into year two of the program, teachers who begin their careers this fall start their own two-year mentorship program.